Nämlich Schnee, dafür dauert und raus. Der Bnei Israel, Mishamshes Bishneidi, Echod Lei, Echod Lo. Lachatashmash. Now again, according to all the Shanim, except the Rambam, that is reference only the Gabi Asuka B'tayos. And today it's not relevant altogether. But the Shittas Rambam is that even today, Lachatashmash, there is a chiyuv, midina digmora, to be beidik. Even a nisha sheish lalazi. The Rambam is the biggest machna in Lachasidim. The biggest machna.
Why? Why should she be beidik?
Maybe there is a chosher chayke that machnas tashmish, the tashmish, might provoke Yeriyas Damas.
Oh.
There is such a thing.
She'll menstruate.
He had menstruated. So there's a but. That's a shittas yochid. I mean, we don't pass on like the Rambam. As a matter of fact, anyone who is machmir for the shittas Rambam is considered a bal yure. But that's the shittas Rambam. But according to all the shenim, except the Rambam, so there are bnei Yisrael mishamshes bishnei edin echad lei ve'echad lo. And as a matter of fact, not only yure, because there is a mishneh called that. There is a Mishnah in the second Perek, on the other hand, the Gemara says, we learned it last time, the between the Mishnah that says, "Kol Yadam Arba Livdik Benoshim Shabachas," so it's Midrashidus to make more because, and so even Eichvei that it's awesome. So all the Rishonim give the Teretz that it is Osir if it's Bifnei Bailo Bishas Tashmish. So then the husband will become inhibited because he'd be living Eichvei. He'll think there is something wrong with her. But Shaloibish has tashmish. Shaloibish in Bailo, the husband doesn't know anything, then it's me that succeeds. This, now, Rabbi Simcha, I mentioned it last week, that goes my name, David Milchas Yisuri Biye, so mentions the name of Rabbi Simcha, that when is it Rabbi Nekvei, that's after tashmish. So then, but before Tashmish, so then it's Mishabachas even Bifnei Baal. But that's also Shittas Yochai. The Shittas Rambam is...
It should be the other way around.
No, because the husband will think that Machmas Tashmish is Rasa.
Yeah.
She was Rasa.
Rasa, right?
So that's why it's also.
So what are you telling him about? Because he did it by somebody. What are you telling him?
But make again. Then we will be finished from her.
Oh, person the second time?
Yes, we'll be finished from her. He'll think that she's a surah to him. This is what Rabbi Simcha says. Now, the Shittas Rambam is that after Tashmish, Mechuyim Saladim to the baby. And before Tashmish, not Mechuyev, but there is a Midas Chassidus to be Beidik. So when does the Gemara say, Libi Neikvei? So the Rishonim say, according to the Rambam, Libi Neikvei is, if she makes the B'dik after Tashmish, in Osim, that means, it would be a split second after Tashmish. So in that case, the Halacha is, that if she's Mekaneach herself, or if she makes a tikkah, so then she'll be chayev as a mashmutol. So then it's Ruben Eikvei. But if she's bedekes herself, but she's mechuyev to be bedek herself after Tashmish, a certain interval after Tashmish, so that even if she finds herself unclean, it will not be chayev a chatos or a mashmutol. That's the Shiva's up. Anyway, so here in the Mishnah Daf Yudalet, in the Mishnah Daf Yudalet, there are Bnei Yisrael Meshamshim Bishnei Edim, Echad Lei Vechad Lo. So that means she's Mechuyeves when she saw am khayev is to make a bdike of the tashmish. And he is also mechayev. So all the rishayins apply it to asuka b'tayres. Has no relevance today. But according to the Rambam, it's even today, every woman, after tashmish, she's mechayev to be bedik. But she's not allowed to be made the bdike within a split second so that she'll be mechayev b'chatos. But a certain interval after tashmish, let's say 5 minutes after tashmish, then she can make it, and she's mechayev to make it after tashmish. According to the Rambam. But the Rambam shit is a shit as yacht. Yes, what is it?
Isn't it the same Easter Christ to be Balanita or to be Ma'abed culture?
What?
Isn't it the same Easter Christ?
It's not a suffix. But Ludabit Taras, the Chachamim made special chumras, like Mitame Meisleis. Ludabit Bailo, I mean, we're not Chishish. So if she saw them now, so that means that until now she didn't see any dam. We don't have to be chayshish. Maybe there was a discharge of dam 10 hours ago, 23 hours ago, 23 and half an hour ago, and it was redeemed in the Bishachitz. But with Gabi Tarez, the Chachom Mamach.
In other words, this isn't to protect.
With Gabi Tarez, I tell you, it's why the Chachom Mamach here, because Tarez is a meaning of tzibur, the whole tzibur. You see, there is a certain, a very certain. It doesn't affect the whole community. But Tares, that's further over.
She protected her for about 20 people.
How many Tares have
been able to do everything? She needed the dollar.
That's why the Chachamim Amach.
She needed the dollar and everything. She made it all
down. That's why she saw Misham Shei Bishneidim, Echad Leid, Echad Yor. So again, according to all the Shem, except the Rambam, it is reference only to Asuka B'Tares. So then she's mechuyev as a tashmish to make a bdike, and he, the Baal, is also mechuyev to make a bdike. V'atznois nisaknei shlishi, nisaknei sabayis. And there is a nizachsides, according to all the shemim, v'asuka b'tares, to v'atznois nisaknei shlishi, nisaknei sabayis. So, what does it mean? Shalei asuka b'tares, according to all the shemim, except the Rambam. So, it's even more sad to make a bdike. So we are dealing with Asuka B'Tayres. Asuka B'Tayres, we learned that she's mechuyevet to make a bdike. To make a bdike before Tashmish. Before Tashmish. So the answer is because here it means Hatznuis mitzadach adin. So the same aid, the same bdike cloth that is used once can be used the second time. And tznuis, they use a separate bdike cloth. This is how the Gemara explained it. Oh, Elamarave, Daf Yud Vayz Amud Aleph, tznuis ein shebotku ba'atzmo lifnei tashmish zeh, ein beidkin bein lifnei tashmish achor, v'she'en an tznuis, beidkis v'lo yichpas lef. And the current Rambam, so when the Mishnah says, V'atznuis misakne shlishi misakne l'abayis, it is reference not only to true, the Gemara says it means the chest, the tznuis amachmir to use a separate dicker cloth. So they use a separate dicker cloth litares, and also the same, since tznuis make a dicker bile also, so they are even more machmir that they use a separate bdike cloth also, even the Bible. Nunzis al shalei, pnei lechayev inko. If the husband was bathing and he found out, so naturally it was from her. She was a nida. So mele is chayev chatos. Both are chayev chatos. Nunzis al shalei, so then there are two possibilities. Maybe she saw she had a discharge after the Tashmish, so it's a suffix. So Mele, so Nunzah, but if it was Asian, Asian means Mamish, split second, so then Shdeachan, Mechuyah, the Chatos. Chayav Mikot, Nunzah, Shalom, Achazman, Pnei Misafik, Uptur Minakob. Why Uptur Minakob? If it's a suffix, Shubal Chayav, it's not Shmitalu. But there is a machlekes annoying whether Oshim Tolu requires Ikva Yisur or not Ikva Yisur. So, well, one Tana says that when is the achilu of Hashem Tolo only when it's ikva yisoy. For example, one second, please.
Ikva
yisoy. Suppose on the table there are two chatiches. One chatiche was chelik, and one chatiche was shimon. And he ate one of the two chatiches, and he doesn't know whether he ate the chatiche of chelik or he ate the chatiche of shimon. So then we say he's chayv. Is chayv in Hashem Tolo because there was a chatiches. But suppose there was one chatiche on the table, and he ate it, and he doesn't know whether the chatiche was chelik or shimon. So no chatichasisa was established in. So then, one Tana says, there is no chayuv Hashem Tolo. And we passed like that. Another Tana says, that even when on the table there was just one chatich, and he ate it, he doesn't know whether it was that chatich was chayuv or shimon, so he's also chayuv. So he's also chayuv. Why? Because these Tanoim hold that he doesn't require ikva yisoy. Now here, the Mishnah says, "Nun sal shalach hazman pnei misafik ptur me'akol." So the Gemara, then the Braisa says, "Chayavim Hashem Tolo." So the Gemara explains that the Anomid Beis, that the Braisa holds that like the Tanoim, that there is no prerequisite of ikva yisoy. And the Mishnah holds like the Tanoim, there is a prerequisite of ikva yisoy. That, and here it's not ikva yisoy. So Mele, she's the potach mekom. A zerach hazman, that it should be considered a real sofik. Kidei sheteret min amito vitatiach poneo vahakei nitame meisleis. Now here in the Gemara there is a machleike bizinito amoroi. One Ameire says that when the Mishnah says Yizerach Hazman, actually there are three levels. One level is Asian. Asian means within a split second. That in case she's Mikaneach herself and finds them, so then they are Chayav Chatos. It's about.
It's definite.
Yeah, definite. Then there's another level where, in other words, today, the time that it takes to take out the p'tikah cloth from under the pillow and make it dicky. So that's also a very close time. It's a question of seconds, I suppose, less than a minute. So, and then if you find it unclean, so then the amechuyev noshim tolo. So it's a real sveiki deraisi. Then there is a third level, let's say 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50 minutes. So then it's not even a sveiki deraisa, but that the rabbonon legabitara sees mitami meisleis. So the question is, there is a machlekes between two amoroim. When the Mishnah says, Izeach hazman kishetiret namito vitadiach poneo, does it have reference to the second level, where it's a real sveiki deraisa, or it has reference to the third level? If it has reference to the third level, then lachazman means leacha, izel achazman means izel acha achazman. The latest shiur, latest shiur. So, but according to one mandomar, it means achazman, where it's in Hashem Tolo. If we say that Hashem Tolo doesn't require ikva yisoy, so there's machlul singing now. Is there achazman shetir namid et adi afanel? V'hakei mitame meis leis, v'in mitame es be'alo. If it is the longest year, let's say 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, an hour, so then it's not the tamei es be'alo, only it contaminates the tare she handled within the 24 hours prior. Rabbi Akiva imeach mitame es be'alo. Rabbi Akiva shita is that even the rabbono of mitame meis leis, so she's mitame es be'alo also. Is mitame es be'alo also.
He has to be according.
In other words, he cannot go into the bisamigdosh. The husband is considered like a be'al nidah, so he's tummy 7 days. He cannot enter the bisamigdosh. Also with Abitaris, but with Abitaris, לגבי קודשים, לגבי טהרס, לגבי סמיקדוש, סויס ניתן להסבר. רבי עקיבא אנחנו ניתן להסבר. מי דמחכום לרבי עקיבא בירי הקסם שניתן להסבר. מה לרח? איך עוד לא ואיך עוד לא? לקניח להתשמיש. לסכן סבייס גרים הליבליק לפני תשמיש ולהוכן עצמו לבעלו ורוע דין לכל אנוש כי התנא מפרק כמה ובישור שהיא ורס לשמש לסבייסה והודי נוקה צנועיס כנפורי פרקמה צנועיס אית שבית כסבי לפני תשמיזה אין בית דקס בי לפני תשמישה נמצא על דם שלה ואפילו לך הזמן ששור לך הפילה זמן אורך כדי כנוע בידוע שהוא יהיה דם בשסטש תנאים שניהם So it doesn't matter if the husband, when he was bedding himself, found dam. So then it's sure that it is a certainty that the dam was a dam nida bishastash mishore. So the above mechuyev achatus. Tmeim shneim tmashiv oktim beil nida kiyosi vitim yosi alof. Oy siyem miyad lacha bile. Lacha zman lacha oy siyem tmeim misofik. So oy siyem is like a split second. לאחר זמן לאחר יסיים פני מסופק שניהם משיב ימים מיות מסופק וליב סלבו ישראל אז כנראה פה משנת רעקים כלומר שעשו יאיזם ראשי הזה אחר אחר וזה מיתם יסמס לא יסדרס ועודם במאגת מסרף מתרפנו כי דימי סלוי יסדם אפשר כמה מהם מיתם משקבו משובו וכי מדי זה משקב משתם פעמים כל שכנדיאת מיתם עודם ואם מיתם עז ביאלו תומה שיבת ימים תחכום לא נתמחנו לגבי שיר הסיומי לגבי בעל. רבי עקיבא אם אנחנו נתאמז ביאלו רבי עקיבא להתאמי במקור מייס לאיס נתאמז ביאלו מסופק תמשיבו ופרק כמם פיני חושדינו מה מחלס Why does it say that נמצל שלו ACM is name? Why? It's a split second, but maybe the dam was a dam kino. A dam kino. Now, today there is a shiur chasam sefer. There is shiur chasam sefer. Whenever the Gemara says that we are tailoring the kino, so today is not shaykh because the teva bnei odom was nishtam in zman chazal, so the sanitary conditions were of such character that kinos were very widespread. Very widespread. I remember as a child in Poland, I used to see it every day, children. They had lice.
They watched with big laundries. They used to wash their hair. Today, I remember.
Today, it's
big laundries.
But even the days of the Chasam Sefer in Hungary, the sanitary conditions were much higher than, let's say, in Poland. In Poland, when I was a little child, so but in Hungary, the sanitary conditions were much higher.
Why?
So, because there's a mitzvah fire. Yes, great. There's a
mitzvah.
Now,
unfortunately,
there is a revival of kines. Many school children have lice. It's even the day schools we find it here. Even the day schools here in Chicago, there is a problem. Because it was brought over by certain peoples.
The Russians.
I don't know by whom. I don't want to blame anybody. So it was brought over. So the Chasam Sefer says that, let's say, when the Gemara says that Nun Zayin, that if somebody, if a woman made a bdike, the Gemara says, made a bdike, and then she put the cloth, the bdike cloth under the pillow, and then she found dam. So if it was ogur, so then she's sterile. She's not male. Why? Because we attribute it to the kino. If it's mashuch, elongated, so that's a raya that it's dam nida. But if it's ogur, so that it could have been dam kino, so she's sterile. today there is Nishtana Hateva, because in those days Kimis were Mitzuyim, so it was an attributable circumstance. But today, even in Sefer, that was about 150 years ago, so even then, so Kimis were not Mitzuyim, at least in Hungary, Kimis were not Mitzuyim. So Mele, so then, she's not here. She's not here. Mashen kin gabi ksomim is different. You know, the halach is a kesem less than the size of a bean, of a grease. So it's tall. Why? Because then it can be attributed to a kino. That halach applies even today. Even today, I mean, everybody knows that if somebody finds a kesem, on the undergarment, if a woman finds a kesem on the undergarment and it is smaller than the size of a grease of a bean, so then of a lentil, then that's a bean, a certain kind, grease is a certain type of a bean, of a lentil. So then she's still, even today, but today, kines are not mitzvah. The answer is, here it's not because of Tliya. The Takonis Chachomim was, in as much as Midraise, without her Goshe, she's not male. So even if we know that it's not Nido, it's menstrual bleeding.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't coupled with her Goshe, so is Mutar, she's still. But the Chachomim asked without her Goshe. So Mele, in view of the fact that Bisman Chazal, Kine Iswam Mitzuyim, and in those days, any Kesen that was less than the size of a grease was manish attributable, was reasonably attributable to a kino. So Mele the Chachomim excluded less than the size of a grease from the Isa of Ksom. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So even today that the Mitzias was Nishtani and kino is not an attributable circumstance, it's still matter. So that's in regard to Ksomim, so then even today it applies. But whenever the Gemara mentions Machilasi, not in regard to Ksomim, then today it would be different because it's a Sanat. But the Gemara asks, Vinei Choshdil Medam Machilasi, so how can she be Mechuyeves? How can they be Mechuyeve Chatos? True, it's Asia. Oh, he found it on his bdikah cloth, so it's from her. But maybe it's dam kino. How can we be sure? So today it wouldn't be a kasha, because today amim achilles is practically non-existent today, dam achilles. So v'nei chosdim dam achilles, but bismanag more, it was an attributable circumstance. V'nei chosdim dam achilles, so omar rabzeire, eisi mokim, but the creates of machilas. There couldn't be a kino. Even when kinis were mitzuyim, but the isim mokim, it was immune against machilas. But mokim, isim mokim, but the cause of machilas. Let the rash. Machilas kino, the might mean vada lisif trumo, lishai vikorben, vada leve sofik, lislis trumo, love your shintoi, the loy chatos. The dilemma, so even this man chazal, it shouldn't be vada, but the sofik it is. Today it couldn't possibly, reasonably attribute it to it. Vada will have a sofik, lislis trumo, love your shintoi, loy chatos. The dilemma, the machilas, שהיה בישימוקים באישו, וכשבו על ניבד בי, בודוק דיוודאי אין שום מחילס. So ממילא, what did דם come from? מגופו. So it's menstrual דם. ודם ודאי מגופה. That's one wash. והיא כדם ראה, דוחו קוראיץ המחילס. If we say, so taste, there's no Russian explanation. According to Lashon of Bodok, it means that Eisimokim is immune. To machilas, immune. There couldn't be. Dochot means there could be. It could be. I mean, in the vicinity of Esimoki. Some mele bishas bia. It could be pushed in, but that's not to me. So Esim. So the ikedam le dochot leitzom machilas. Tocha kushei machilas yechilu likomish. So what's the nafka mine? Ike benaye di ash di shtakach machilas chutzuf. Suppose she made a bdike and she found down and she found also under the dike cloth a koshkin. So if we say that Eisimokim bodku is a machilas, so lachlishne di oma bodku home almaso. Home almaso. 1 second. Ritzufa miucha laid rochet in adam ksas. Lishne di boduk, kin di komno li rabbonam den shomachilis, vadaim dami gufeu. שהעיד היה בודק לו קדם הקינוח ומחילס לאחבים לא עושה לבורי. In other words, because it couldn't possibly, so it's two separate things, just a coincidence. So if we say איזה מוקים בודק לו מחילס, so even if we find at one end of the dicky cloth we find that, at the other end we find the koshkino. So he says two separate things, just a coincidence. The dam at one end, that's menstrual dam. The koshkino, that came yarna, you know. From the air, it came from yarna, I mean, from the house it came. But if we say, what dam it goes for, shahay do you bat, o lishne yitochu kikli svuke, shema hai dam in macheles. ומתיח שדוק ומאחר השם על משסטש. In other words, if we say בדוק, it means it's mocking is immune against machilas. If we say, so it couldn't even be in the vicinity of his mocking, the kino. But if we say דוחוק, it could be in the vicinity. So maybe שסטש could have been pushed in. And it came out. So maybe they're not chayev v'chatos, but an Oshem Tov. According to the Mandoma, the Oshem Tov does not require ikra yisur. Now let's see the two cases. V'leichush dil medam achilis. Aval al p'dikes din taminolo. So every time a woman makes a bdike, so we say if she finds it unclean, we should be chayshish. Maybe it's machilas. All right, but so it's a possibility, but it's not a certainty. Even bisman chazal, so maybe she's asur lebailo. Mashinkin here the Mishnah says. The chayav v'chatos, not an Oshem Tov, the chatos, it's a certainty. Since there is a possibility, there's a machilas, there shouldn't be a chatos. Aber dikes, di tanuro imotso dam li poch, di dil mo chumri. Aber hoche poch, amai chayovim bikom, dil mo mai zechum bazo. Void nire vechen ke eshrach, di poch hanim sal shalei, ki moi nim sal shalo amai mitamin. In other words, so according to the second shot, the Gemara's kasha is only directed against the case where he found dam on his bdike cloth. So then she didn't find any dam, and he found dam. So then there is a certain alignment of all that the dam is not menstrual dam, because if it had been menstrual dam, she should be the first one to find. And she tested herself and she didn't find any dam. So that's like a circumstantial evidence that the dam is not from her. So how did he find? So you should say something, a kino cracked down on his bdike cloth. Mashein kei, when a woman finds dam on her bdike cloth, even bisman chazal a kines mitzoyim, so it's not likely. So it's more likely, much more probable, that the dam is the middle rather than dam king, without recourse to Eisimokin bodiku. Oid nevech in kreshah, the poech, hanim sal shalei, כל נמצא השלום, המתאמי כמידי כחוך אדמי עושה מגוף או דוח או קויצה מאחרס אין לי פורשים יחיר לי קומיס או בדי חג וליפום הוא נכנס אז דמקין הרמימה בסמוך לנישנה לדוחקו אין הריסום הישרם לא רוצות השקדי לשם שרוצו לכך יש לנו בודו קושים בו כלל סמוך לרח לפני הזוהמו שיוך רשם יש לה, he doesn't even approach the vicinity of איזה מוקי שיוך רשם זה להכנס ודוח לכל איזה מחירס הנה נכנס בשום פעמים נעלה אלא שבוט it comes, it approaches the vicinity אלא שפעמים שמסקרבס לרחם כל כך עד שהשמש מכניס או מרצו אוי איתמה, בוט כל בידע בודו כלו ותוך זה בירי חול ומוחו מוצו לא אדם Suppose a woman Now, there are three, that's very important There are three kinds of dicky cloths There is one kind of an aid that is called in Igore Aid HaBoduk What is Aid HaBoduk? So according to the Rashbo to the Rashbo in Teres Abayis and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Tzadik the definition of Aid HaBoduk means that the woman inspected it and even if she put it away let's say she inspected it today is Monday suppose she inspected the cloth yesterday morning or the day before yesterday and she put it away in a drawer and for 2 days she didn't even look at it But since she put it in a safe place where it's not exposed, you know, to things that might contaminate the big cloth in a drawer, let's say, in a drawer that has no paint and has no blood and no test tube with blood and something like that, so then it's considered idabodic. Taste says there's the sheet of most shame. This is what the Rashbo says in Teres Abayis, in Shaal Zion, by his Dalet, I think. Oh, hey. So he says, Aid HaBoduk means if the woman inspected it, and even if she put it away a few days ago, in a drawer, in a safe place, it's considered Aid HaBoduk. Taste the sheet is that Aid HaBoduk means that she inspected it and the Zozo Yodo mitechayit, but if she inspected it a day ago and then she put it away in the dresser in the drawer, so then it's not Aid HaBoduk. But most Rishonim say like the Rashba, not like this. Then there is an Aid Sheini Boduk, but Aid Beinoni. Now Aid Sheini Boduk means that it was kept in a drawer. Let's say where you keep your linen. You keep the linen in a drawer, but you never inspected it. So that's called Aid Sheini Boduk. Then, an Aid Beinoni. Then there is an Aid Sheini Boduk Klal. Aid Sheini Boduk Klal means that it was lying on the floor, it was lying on the counter, it was lying on the table, without any shmira whatsoever. So that's called Aid Sheini Boduk Klal. So Aid Sheini Boduk, so sometimes we have to determine when the expression Aid Sheini Boduk is used, does it mean, does it have reference to Aid Beinoni? Aid Beinoni means, let's say, any handkerchief that you take out from the drawer. You never inspected it, but you assume, you know, in the drawer you put all the clean laundry. When the laundry comes back from the laundryman, I mean, from washing machine, it's both in a drawer. So that's an Aid Sheini Boduk. Even though she never inspected it, that's an Aid Beinoni. But that is to be distinguished from a rag you pick up from the floor or from the table or a towel that you pick up, a towel that hangs on the door, you know. So that's under no shmira or whatsoever. That's called Aid Sheini Boduk. So whenever we encounter the expression Aid Sheini Boduk, we have to determine whether it means Aid Sheini Boduk Klal or Aid Beinoni. Right now, itna botko vida bodukla. It was inspected. Whether it was inspected shortly before she used it, and lizozo yodei mitachas yodo deid, or it was put in the drawer for a number of days, there's the machlekes between the Rashba and this. Itna botko vida bodukla vitoch sibirecho. First she pushed it inside and she didn't look at it. She didn't play it. But she rubbed off her thigh with this cloth. And then that was at night. And then next morning, when there was light, she looked at it. So she found that. Now the question is, what does it mean? She found that. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach, and it's a question of two gersois. What is Rashi's gersi? Let's see what is our gersi. The bot kabila bodiklo v'toch sibereicho umocha motzo olo adam. Olo is lo is feminine. So it couldn't have referenced aid. Aid is masculine. So it means the yarech, the thigh. Because any aver, that's a clown digduk, any aver that is more than one thing is feminine, according to digduk. Thigh, every person has two thighs, the right thigh and the left thigh. So mele, yarech is loshen ikei. Since he says aid is loshen zohar. Since according to Rashi's Gersi, and there's the Gersi in our text, Botko Beida Bodukla, Vitochso Birecho, and she rubbed her thigh with that cloth. Umocha Motso Allah, not Allah, but Allah, feminine. So it couldn't have reference to the eight. Eight would be Allah. So it means the Yerech. Umocha Motso. The Rashi's Gersi is Umocha Motso, all of them, masculine. So that means, according to Rach, it's a reference to the case when the morning, the next morning, she found the dam and the cloth. But according to Rach, it means she didn't find it on the cloth. Why can't we look at the cloth? So this says the cloth got lost, you know. At night, she took it out, and then in the morning, somebody misplaced it. It got lost. But she noticed dam on the thigh, and she remembers that at night, after she took out the thicker cloth from inside, so she rubbed her thigh with it, and then she found down over the thigh. That's a common trash. So, but kobeya bodiklo, vitoch sebi erech, umocho mozo lo dam, omaravt meyo nido. That means she's in nido midarai, vada nido, not so thick. But vada, because after all, we are not chayshish. Maybe her thigh was bleeding. If she had a mako in the thigh in Achanan, then she wouldn't be in it. But she has no mako. No mako in the thigh. All of a sudden she sees dam on the thigh. How did the dam come? Obviously, the most reasonable conclusion is because she was bathing herself at night, and then she took it out and she rubbed the thigh. So it rubbed off. The dam that was on the aid rubbed off on the thigh. What other explanation could be given? So she's in need of the vada, not so. Let's see Rashi. Well, the mocha mozolo dam ayerech, tmeo nida, tum of adoiz, the chidin day bodukro shalohoyo bidam. If it had been an H.A.N.I. Boduk, then we could anticipate a possibility. Since she didn't inspect it, maybe it had done from before, you know. The woman, let's say a month ago, she used it, you know, for digging. But it was inspected. So she looked before she made a bdike, she saw that it was spotless. And now she finds dam on her thigh. So the conclusion is that the dam was on the eight from inside, and then it dropped off on the thigh. תחיד די בדק לא שאי לקטם כאילו די כבר מגופה סוערית ומשום מותה ברעיך ולאמרין רון דיר ממהר מוס על ירעיך וסוף הכתומי אמר לי רב סימא בחי אבוך שש עשר אמרת לו התמנה מאמר שמואל דמי ימידו וחי מיירים במדרוש דמי ימידו נד הווי רב סימא בחי עושת but she's means she's only Nida Misafik. But Nida means she's a Vada Nida. Now let's see Rashi, the Tefis. Vitochzo, yeah, learn the other piece of Gemara first, because this discusses the other piece of Gemara. Itma, but Kobei Sheni Botuklo, so before a Rav discussed the case of Ita Boduk, now Gemara is discussing the case of Eishen Baruch. Now, but Eishen Baruch could be is an ambiguous expression. It could be Eishen Baruch, let's say like a rag, a cloth that is on the table, on the door, you know, on the floor. And it could be an Eidem. So here all the Shem say it doesn't mean Eishen Baruch. It means an Eidem. That means a cloth she took out from the drawer, where she keeps the clean laundry. But she didn't inspect it. She didn't inspect it. So there is a possibility there might have been a kesem. There might have been a kesem before. And even if it was washed, maybe sometimes after washing it, it still remains, you know. Because it was never inspected. It was never inspected. So it's maybe. It now, but kobeishin ibadiklo. Let's say, and it was night, it was dark. So she put it in a box. Next morning, she took it out from the box and she looked at it. Ulimocha motzel of dam. Omar Rabbi Yisef, kol yom of shel rabchiyah timei uleziknosi tiei. That all the days, in the early days of rabchiyah, rabchiyah was mitamit. But in his elderly age, he was mitired. Now let's see the Rashi. Umocha motzol of dam aleit, v'yikar yisvuke, dilme mikam hoche habebei, v'hoche linok atoche toch sebireiche. So Rashi is a kash. Before Rav discussed the case where she made a bdike with the cloth, and then she wiped herself, she rubbed her thigh with it, and then the next morning she saw dam on the thigh. Why here he discusses, here the Gemara discusses the case where she put it in the box and then she looked at the ticket cloth and she saw the dam. And why doesn't the Gemara mention here also the same case as before, but kobeishin but the cloth, and then tochso b'yirecho, and the next morning she noticed dam on the yirecho. On the yirecho. So Rashi says, no. The hochel inokatoch tochso b'yirecho. Dimkin ha v'treisvei. In the previous case where it was Eda Boduk, so we couldn't possibly anticipate the possibility. Maybe the kesem of dam was there from before the b'diki. Because it's Nida Boduk, she inspected it. Mashinkin here, what's an H in the Boduk, Nid Berni. So there is still a possibility that this cloth had the dam on it all the time before she made a dik with it. So it's not a result of the dik. And then, since, so here it says, maybe the yarech had it because of something else, maybe because of the Shiret, maybe her nose was bleeding, and then it with the handkerchief that was contaminated with the blood from the nose, so she wiped her thigh. I mean, so there are all kinds of possibilities. So the chod deal malab noeid utani aicho vim timzaleima vafilim timzaleima minoeid ose dilmo kidin dein boduk mikame ochav. In other words, so there are two stages. One is dilmo lab minoeid utani aicho. Maybe the dam on the aicho came from another source. Maybe from nose bleeding. Who knows what it came from? And I feel in Tim Sleiman and Aida say, Dilma, Kiven Deini Boduk, Mi Kamochav. Kamochav. No, but it's the sex workers. Then it's certainly Muta. So it's certainly Muta. Legam. Now, is that his sex worker Misapech? It's not Misapech. You see, because here, the way Rashi formulated the Sfek Sveike, so it's okay, so you have two Sveikes. In other words, first one possibility is that maybe the source of the blood on the thigh was not from the cloth, it was somebody else. Maybe she was bleeding from the nose and it dropped on the thigh. That's possible. Assuming that it is that the blood from the Yerech came from the Eid, maybe that Eid had it down before the Bikin. After all, it's an Eid Beni, it's an Eishin Ebodok. So it could have been used a month ago before Bikin. So that dam is from there, suspecting. So that's okay if you start first with the possibility that Lav Mino Eid Utal Yerecha, but suppose you start from the other end. First you say, it's a sex figure. One possibility is, maybe that this towel, this dicky cloth, had the dam before she made this dicky last night. Assuming that this towel, or this handkerchief, did not have the cast, the stain of blood, before she made the dicky. In other words, it got on the for the bdike, maybe the stain of blood on the erech came from nose bleeding. You couldn't say that. So it's a sfek sfek shein misapech. So how does Rashi say it? Obviously, because Rashi shita is, because there is a machlekes rishonim, where the sfek sfek has to be misapech. And Rashi shita apparently from here is that he doesn't have to be misapech. Now let's see the cases. Umoch amotcha. Toch sigereich opirik umokim, shin adam hamoker yochel lipilcho. Umoch amotcha ledam, och agos rashi, it's feminine, motcha olev, not olev. Och agos rashi, pirish adereich o, vikom adit meir nido. Diikel min adim leid, nisla leich ireich o, nislach leich ireich o, veloi naume, vitime, vim tina, vitim vikoreit, viyish leima, shenev adereit. Iname Shemo Damo Eid Beatzmei Bo Midam Yerecho Kin Shemitza Leid Rad Bimokim Shemo Gabi Yerecho Uchegein Iname Shemo Damo Eid Atzmei Bo Midam Yerecho Kidn Shemitza Leid Rabbi Mokin, Shenoga Birecho, Uchagain Sheyesh Kikris Veid, because if it's less than a Kris Veid, so then it's reasonably attributable to a killer. I mean, Bisman Chazal, not today. Veid like Rosh de Machiles. Vidafke Beida Bodoklo, Avo Bisheni Bodoklo, have a sex fake, Kripir Sharash. So, in other words, so Tesis agrees with Rashi. But the question is not his sfek sfek misapech. So apparently Rashi and Tesis shita is that there is no such prerequisite that his sfek sfek to be muter has to be misapech. But the Shach and Simen Kuf Tzadik Sif Memei is chelik, because the Shach in Taruvis, in the Kolis Tzvekzvik, he is machria like the Rishenim, the Tzvekzvik has to be misapach. But it's not such a devil poshut. Everybody mentions Tzvekzvik misapach. It's a big machria Rishenim. We see, according to Rashi and the Isra Siyah, Tzvekzvik does not even have to be misapach. But the Shach passes that his Tzvekzvik has to be misapach. He passes in the Taruvis that way. So merely in the Nide, he also passes not like Rashi, not like this, because it has to be misapach. V'daf getoch se b'yereicho, aval niche b'kuf so pshite v'tmeyo. Toch se b'yereicho, so then it's not such a pshitas. Because you can argue that the dam and the aid came from the earth. And how is it that the Yerach, because some blood got on Yerach, sometimes, you know, a person bleeds, this, that, so it got on Yerach. But man Chazal, there's another circumstance that's possible. Maybe Gdam Kino, but even today, I mean, the other factors, sometimes a person bleeds and some dam drips on the Yerach and the fire. Alright. So again, it my brot kodeshin body klov nichi bikum nichos bikufse umocha motzor of dam omar abyesev kol yomov shal rabchiyah timi elis lizikhnosi tir iboyal heichev koma kol yomov timi mishum nide ulizikhnosi tir mishum nide vitimi mishum kesem oi mida rabonon istome oi dilmo kol yomov timi mishum kesem ulizikhnosi tir amulitlo tosh itani ebot kodeshin body klov. That means a bein. V'in chosi b'kuf se, u'moch ha'motz olof dam, Rebbe in atmeya mishum nide, v'rebchi in atmeya mishum kesem. Omer l'abchi, yata meide shetzricho kikris veit, but if it's less than the size of a gris, then you don't say that it's tmeya mishum kesem. Then you don't say it's tmeya mishum nide. You don't say Tmeya Mishum Nide. Why? Because it's reasonably attributable to a kino. So Mimele, that means that it's like Kesem, because the Gabi Ksomim, we have Aloche. When is the Tumas Ksomim? When is the Tumas Ksomim? Only if it's the size of a grizzly. But if it's less than the size of a lentil, if it's less than the size of a lentil, so then there is no Tumas Ksomim. But according to you, that it's Nido Vadai. So what difference does it make whether it has the size of a gris or it's less than the size of a gris? Omer Priyat Meshit Gris A. Omer Avo. Avo means, you know, sometimes Avo has the meaning of however, but sometimes Avo means indeed. Indeed. Omer Avo. Indeed, true. Amale imkein afat. So a priest said to Rebbe, imkein afatos is a kesem. Because where do we find a distinction between having the size of a gris and not having the size of a gris? If it's to mask something that's not a problem, then there's a distinction. But if you make a bdike, she's a leader with her eyes, so even kichar and even less than kichar. So in Ashu is back. So you are made that if it's less than the size of a gris, it's not male. So why do you say if it has the size of a gris, it is neither father? Yomalei imkei nafatos is a kesem. So what's Rebbe's lomdes? The Rebbe savar, b'imon ki gris ve'eid, le'afuke midam acheles, v'chivun dinofat lo midam acheles, vadai migufo osi. In other words, so this, you see, this plea bikino, that's not shaykh today. That's what Chassam Sifa says. Because he writes in Migalto the Rice, because if it has this if it has the size of a grease, then it's nidum the Rice. If it's less than a grease, it's not in the Rice. Why? Because then it's reasonably attributable to Kino. So that was in Shabbos Machazal when Kino saw Mitzuin. It was a reasonably attributable circumstance. But today, I mean, Kino is not Mitzuin. But in regard to Ksamim, even today, we say, because they are, it's not a din of tree anymore. In the background of the Tanakh, that was the reasoning. But that was Takonis Chacham. Takonis Chacham, we call it. Less than a grease, they refer to us Ksamim. Even though in Bisman Chazal, the cemetery conditions had been as high as they are today, so then the Takonis Chachamim would have been that there is too much Ksomim even on a kesen that is less than a grease. That's none of our concern. If the cemetery conditions, Bisman Tanoim, had been as high as the cemetery conditions are today, then the Takonis Chachamim would have been that even a smaller than a grease system. But since at the time of the Tanoim, when Tanoim made the Takonis, the cemetery conditions were such that kines were universally motzu, and then it was a reasonably attributable circumstance. So mele chachomim or misaki, chachomim or misaki, and chachomim, and once the chachomim or misaki, and they declared likule that there is no din of chachomim by less than degree. So even now that the circumstances changed, the halach is the same. Mashinkin here, when Rebbe makes a distinction between having the size of the grease and not having the size of the grease, in regard to the Reise, today it will be different, because the Mitzias is different. The Rebbe said, Rabbi Nun Kitchris, Ey, Lafakim Damacheles, Fichim Din Lafakom Damacheles, Vadai Mugufa Ose. Now let's see Rashi, Shetzrich Hokris Veit, Kishir Shok Samim, Shemitamim Hello Kitchris, Veit, כי להאמין הם בהרי קלסן, דעת כתבית שחרר ריסליס למדם אחי יסור. אבל, הם באמס, נדי, אומר לבחי הפתוס איזה קלסן, נעיק, אתו בית עם קלסן, דשורי כתבי ישראלית, ופוחס מכאן להפקומו, ולקחת מוסי נאמס סופי, דיבד הרי רעב מגופי כתב בין פרגיס דיפן, אפילו כנחד ופוחס מכאן. דן סריז, בזמן חזל, were kines, were universally motzo, so in this case it was reasonably attributable to a kino. So, but today it would be different. Mashenken gabik some mamish where midraisis is not made because it's devoid of agoshe. Only mirabonon, so the chachomim or misake, that the Isak Soma applies only to Kris Veit. So today, the Gabik Soma is not a need of three. So, now the Gemara had my body. When Rabchi, Kol Yomov, when the Braise says, Kol Yomov Ti Rabchi was Mitame Mishim Kesem, or is Iknosi Tia, so there are two alternate shot. One shot is that Kol Yomov but still Tommy Rabona Mishm Kesem. Oh, Dilma call him of Tim Mishm Kesem, who is Ignosity Mikim. So now the Mavis patient that it means call Yomov Tia Tim Mishm Nido, who is Ignosity, who is Ignosity Mishm Nido, the Tim Mishm Kesem. How do you know? My love is the Knusikoi. How do you all do say Tina Mishim Nido? Shmam. How do we see from it? So let's see the Rashi. La Fukim Damachil is the Himni Bodiko or Kamal Lekhi Mishvis with Avnis Fukim Damachil is Himdike. My love is the Knusikoi. Medipolika Lei the Rebbe Rabbe. So in other words, Biyankusei, Rabchiyah wouldn't have been chilek on his Rebbe, Rabbi Nakodesh. So this is Tesvis, is an option. Malaz is a Knusei. פירש רש"י מילי פולי כהרבה, והוא נראה במוצאים הרבה תלמידים שחלק מהרבם בילדותו. ורשב"ם פירש דרבי, רשב"ם פירש רבי התחילו ללמד בבובל, ולזיקנוסי עולה ללמד לפני רבי, שרבי הביא בילדותו, הוא לא היה מתלמיד רבי, הוא לא היה לי דיסקשיונס עם רבי, הוא לא היה סתם. והוא היה דיסקשיונס עם ארגומנט, שרצריית ובזיקנוס. כי אמרו לו, חוזר משתק, חול על הבחיר, אופנו, ויש דו ואידי שלמה. ודיקום על הבחיר, אפתו, סיסי כסף, ודיקום על אפתו רבי, שמענו בזיקנו סוהיו, דהב את המצחוב היה, סוהי, כיסת לו עם נאטו. דהי, כי לא בשיר את מי שמאז, בנאז את המצחוב של רבי עקיבא, לא אמר לי, שבוסו, ודיקום על שבומר, Now, the first thesis, what I mentioned before, there's a machleket between the Rashba and the Tur, and that what's the definition of Eid Baduk. So according to the Rashba and the Tur, and there's the way Shchunot Paskins, Eid Baduk means if she inspected at one time, even if she inspected it a month ago, 2 months ago, but if she kept it in the drawer, where it's shomo, it's still considered Eid Baruch. And according to Tesis, no. Eid Baruch means she inspected it, and Rizozo Yodo, Mitrich Yad Haid. So, where's the Tesis here? Beish in Baruch, nearly forage the Yodo, shall you not leave the Yemi Yamayim, the Atabish has taken a taltim, Mokema Mutsno, Vulubotkoid. So that's ancient Baruch. In other words, it's a building, machine can eat Baduk, it wouldn't be. So what would be a Baduk if she inspected it and Lizozo Yodin Yad Laid Miyad? Avalinu refers to a Baduk Ne'elam, the Beholoi Lehoi Rebbe Mazik Tumu Vada. So there are three kinds of Ein. There is an Ein Baduk, an Ein Bein Ein Baduk, and there is Ein Baduk Lal. So then, no one would be Mitami. No one would be Mitami. כי בהולו הרבי מאז כתום מבד מה היה בגלל בזכמיה משתבח לרבי לרבי שמוע ברבי איסי ברב חומר באביסה די אורם גודל רבי was praising חומר באביסה before רבי שמוע ברבי איסי and he was telling רבי was telling Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi that Rabbi Chomer Babisi is an Odom God. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi said, Amalei, he's such an Odom God. So Shilogu Yadach, whenever he'll visit you, bring him to me. Havi Yisi, Havi Yel Yad, Kiyose. So then he brought him. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi said to Rabbi Chomer Babisi, bring me no emails, ask me a certain shot. Bermany, Botko Beich in a Bodic, so Rafchome Babise, Est made this inquiry. Bermany, Botko Beich in a Bodic. They say Bermany, Li Nichosi Bikufs, Nichosi Bikufs, Umocho Motzol of Dam, Mao. So Rabbi Shmuel Babise said, what kind of an answer do you want? Kdivay Arabe, an answer according to the Shita of my father, Abyeisi. Oi! Imloch, oi kedivre Rebbe Imloch. Amalei, Sarafron Babisi said, kedivre Rebbe. I want you, should give me an answer in accordance with the Shita of Rebbe. The Shita of Rebbe. Not in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Not in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Yisi. And this Rabbi Shmuel was the son of Rabbi Yisi. So, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Zeu Sheinu Olo Adam Godu. So, this you call an Adam Godu. In other words, he resented the fact that Hafron Bambise was not interested in the Shita of his father, but was only interested in the Shita of Rabbi Nakodesh. After all, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi was the Rabbi of Rabbi Nakodesh. So, he should have been interested in the Shita of the Rabbi of Rabbi Nachkodesh, not only in the Shita of Rabbi Nachkodesh. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Zeu Shem Ola Vod Ngodlu, Heich Manichem Divrei Arav, Vishem in Divrei Atalmud, Verav Chome Vapisem. What's his fault? After all, Rabbi Nachkodesh was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. Why was he interested only in the Shita of Rabbi Nachkodesh and not in the Shita of the Rebbe of Rabbi Nachkodesh? Rabbi Yisi was the Rebbe of Rabbi Nachkodesh. But Rabbi Nachkodesh had one advantage. He was the Reish Misifte, and he had constantly had before himself Talmidim who sharpened his mind. So his view was more reliable than the view of Rabbi Nachkodesh Rabbi. Der Schmul Rabbi. Der Rasch. Mein Rabbi ist Musiker und Bollet an der Rabbi Rabbi. Amen Rabbi Schmul Rabbi Chamme Bönne und Nutze. Gitte le Abba Rabbi Yise, gitte le Rabbi. Oli Kamen, Tone Pluchtai Bishmaitin. Anyway, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi said, Rafchon Bar Yisi, there are two opinions. One opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, his father, and one opinion is the opinion of Rabbi. Where is the opinion of Rabbi Yisi? My Rabbi, my Rabbi Yisi. Omer Ravadu Bamas Netone Rabbi Mitamei Ve Rabbi Yisi Mitai. In other words, there is a braisa that says, in the case of Bodko Beishin Bodoklo, that means an Ibeoni, being Chose Bikufse, or Mocha Motzol of Dam, so Rebbe is Mitamei, Rebbe Yisi is Mitai, there is such a price. The Omar Rab Zeire, Kishitini Rebbe, Kereb Meir, why is Rebbe Mitamei in the case of Bot Kobeishin, Bodok and Ibeoni, being Bikufse, or Mocha Motzol of Dam? Why? Because Rebbe Paskins like Rebbe Meir, and not like Rabbi Yisi, Kishetini Rebbe Kereb Meir, Uchshetia Rabbi Yisi, Liatzmei Tiyeh. The Tanya, where they have the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and, so in the Braise we have the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisi, in regard to the question of Bot Kobeish and Bodik, Vini Chosei Yikufso Mochmos of Dam. But where do we find the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi? That's in the Mishnah. In another case, but the Gemara is comparing that case with this case. So, Rabbi Yisi last year, Tanya, O Yisho Shoisha, Tzolcheo, Viroa Sodam, Rabbi Meir, Im Yerinemedes Meir, Im Yeshedes Teiro, Rabbi Yisi, Bin Kach, Bin Kach, Teiro. So suppose a woman was passing water, and then in the urine she found out. So many times when a person has dam in urine, so it means something very, it might be something very serious, kidney condition, it might be a tumor, a malignant tumor also, it might be. But there is also a possibility by a woman that it's menstrual dam, even though the menstrual dam comes from another opening, but sometimes if there is a pathological condition, so then the dam comes out from the same opening as the urine. So if she was urinating, if it happened while she was standing, so if she was not relaxed, then it's possible that it carried, that the urine carried down from another channel because she was under strain, she was standing. But if she was sitting, that means she was relaxed, then this is not possible, that the dam needle should come out through the yod.
Then where did the dam come from?
The dam comes, the dam are two possibilities. Either it comes from the gallbladder, from the kidney, because there's a tumor or something, or it comes from the uterus. And because she was under strain, so it came out through the wrong opening. So he says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Verest Meir, Yisheres Teiro, Rabbi Yisei, Mabin Kach, Min Kach Teiro, because we do not have to be Cheshish, maybe it's Dam Nidor. And we take it for granted that it's kidney trouble or gallbladder troubles.
Physical.
Yeah. Bizme Kach, Kach Teiro. So, in other words, so what is it to do with Bot Kobeich and Bot Klo? Vinichesi Bikufse, so it's another case altogether. Let's see the Rashi. So her material mind, nearest male, the hidden the truco, seeing she's under strain, hodo meraglaim le mokia. So then the meraglaim go into the mokia, and then they come out together with that. The aisedam, vochen vorfegish, yishev esteo, seeing she's relaxed, the mokia meraglaim le bo, vein tome yo dama mokia. Come on, Mary, Melis, me, or the Afal Gav Dikils, the Kuni, the Moki Miraglain, Kidin the Raglain, Lidovo, the Dochiklo, Alme, the Heskas Domin, Amoka Mitame, or Hanama Mitame. In other words, what's the equation? What's the analogy between the case of Oisho, She, Oisho Tsachel, the Rasadam, and the case of Protkobation, Bodoklo? Because in both cases there is a reasonable attributable circumstance. In the case of Bot Kobeishin, Bot Klo, she never inspected it. Alright, she took it out from the drawer where she keeps the clean laundry. But there is a reasonably attributable circumstance. After all, every month she makes tikkus. So she took out a handkerchief from the drawer. Maybe that handkerchief happened to be a handkerchief that a month ago she took out. And then there was done. Then she put it back in the drawer. So there is a reasonably attributable circumstance. In the case of Bot Kor, Be'ichin, Bot Klo, V'nichrasi B'kufse, U'mocha Motzol of Dam. What's the reasonably attributable circumstance? That maybe that handkerchief or that towel she took out from the drawer happened to be a towel, a handkerchief. She used last month in making a dikke, and last month there was done. And then she put it back, so it's not from the uterus now, but from last month.
Last month.
Still the mayor.
It's Cheshish.
So, and over there is also reasonably, that's in this case. But in the case of Rameya, there is a similar situation, also in reasonably attributable circumstance, because she was urinating and she found out. And Rameya says, so even if it is a medicine, so there is a possibility that because of the strain, so the urine,
went
to the wrong canal, and then it came and then it came out together with dam, menstrual dam. There is such a possibility, but isn't there another reasonably attributable circumstance that she has a tumor in the kidney, in the gallbladder? Still, so what does the mayor say now? We don't take it for granted. We don't attribute it to that attributable circumstance. And since there is another possibility that it's Hodor Moke, so we have to assume that it's Hodor Moke. So the same thing is here. The Bot Kobeich and Bot Klo. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the dam undate, since it's nature Bot Klo, so it could have been from last month. The other possibility is so then she's still now. Still, so Rebbe says, because Rebbe passes like Rameya, in the case of Oisho, Shoisho, Socheo, so Rameya over there does not attribute it to the lenient circumstance that it's a kidney condition. But he attributes to the Mokel. So here too, even though it's possible to attribute it to the last Mamsdike, so Rebbe, he passes like a mayor. So that's the analogy between the mayor's case and this case. This is what Rashi says. Yishev esteo, din kene rab laimubo, vein tome yaladar amokia, umidikoma rab meya, umeres meya vavar, gavdi ikeis vekunid, noki me rab laim, kiv ndi rab laim lidovo, di dochi klo alme, vichas kaz domi min amokia, iz mitame, ochename mitame. In other words, we don't attribute it likule to a kidney condition, to a mark in the kidney. So here too, in the case of blood coagulation in blood flow, even though there is any reasonable circumstances, a reasonably attributable circumstance that dam was there from last month, but just as Rav Meir does not attribute it to the reasonably attributable circumstance, so Rebbe does not attribute it to the reasonably attributable circumstance either. And then but Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, he passes like his father Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, in the case of Aisha Shoyis Asocheo, he says, Beni Medes, Beni Yishedes. Why? Because he attributes to a mark in the kidney. Because a mark in the kidney is a reasonably attributable circumstance. So he attributes it to the dam of last month. Because after all, it's an ancient baduk, so it's very likely that this handkerchief she used a month ago, and the dam appeared on that handkerchief, on that towel, and not
the rest.
That's the analogy. Omalei Ravacha Breder of Ravashe, Vomar Abiyisit Rav Chanine, Kishetim Rav Meir Leitim Meir Shem Kesen, Vinu Rebbe Mishmur Koma, Omalei Anan Horek Aminon. In other words, his geiris, the Tomer Rabbi Yisbel Chanine, kishetim Rav Meir timo mishum nida, not mishum kesem. Not mishum kesem. All right. Now, there's the Gemara. Now, we have to go over kiit marahi, mishum kesem to Rashi, mishum kesem to Masofik Lislevs, vil Rebbe liil timo mishum nida, diktona Rebbe imat meo nio, kiit marahi to Rabbi Yisbel Chanine, that over there, it's also Rav Meir, is mitame not mit Rabbanon, but mit der Reis. So here too is mitame mit der Reis. Now, we have to go over the Mishneh, the machleke between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. That's a whole simen in Mishneh Sinai. Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph.
What? Wouldn't there be a normal, more attributable physically circumstance that there was dam in the Beis Achitzon and the year when the Merib line came and washed it out, and it was dam of Nida that came yesterday?
Because dam Beis Achitzon is a remote possibility. You see that we are only mitam mafrei legabe taras, but legabe balo we are not chayish, because it's a shoshel chayke. I mean, usually when a woman menstruates, it comes outside. It's not retaining the bizarre.
But don't we say by an
Isha?
So we want to attribute it to a maka in the Beis Achitzon. Only if we know she is a maka. So here too, why isn't it the same thing? Only if we know she had a maka in a chulya, or only if we know she has a tumor. But if we don't know, then the shriya thing is that the shriya thing is that
if we know that she has a tumor in the kidney, then even a male would be mita.
I understand, but if we don't know, then why should we have to say that it's neither?
All right. We have to see. See, that's the machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi. All right. Now the Mishneh, that will tell some of this. Hoisha, the first Mishneh. the first line in the test on base.
That's
right. Hoyisha, yeah, Nun test.
Nun test.
Hoyisha shoyisha tzachel. Shoyisha tzachel, if you're lost at that, Reb Meir may, in the medest Meir, vim yishevis teir. Reb Yei saying that bin kach o bin kach teir. Ish yisha, she also tzachel and lesech ha-sefer into the bowl. Yeah, into the bowl. So Rabbi Yisim Itaya, of course Rabbi Yisim Itaya. Rabbi Yisim Itaya even when the urine was exclusively from the woman.
Together with the man,
so there's another possibility that the blood is from the man. So of course he's Itaya. The Rabbi Shimon Itamu. So Rabbi Shimon does not agree with Rabbi Yisim. And is it more machmir than Rab Meir? Because you could say Rab Meir is only tamei when the blood definitely came from the woman. And the question is, did it come from the mokeh, its menstrual dam, or did it come from the kidney, from the gallbladder, and it's damaka? But in the case of a bowl where it the man and the woman passed water, so then there is another possibility that maybe it came from the man. So maybe even Rab Meir wouldn't be mitami. So Kamashmon, Rab Shimon is in Machmir in the case of a seifel that was used by the man and the woman. Rab Shimon mitami shein derech hoyish lehitzidam el shecheskas doim reish. Rash, hoyish hoyim hoimeres mutol bimore tzolchei en meirad laim. Rabbi Yisim Itaya, Drafi Rabbi Shokeret Amitaya, Dilek Elachat Sofik, Sofik Bom Namokir, Sofik Bom Kimarad Laim, Vikol Shmoche, Didil Mamisha, Se, Ubit Mora Pachim, Hashti Vichat Sofik Mitaya, Bitrei Sofik Miboye, Mai Shni Medez, so Rabbi Meir says, if she passes water while she stands, she's male. And if she passes water while she sits, she's male. What's the difference? Because maybe the miraglaim was pushed into the mokeh. As a matter of fact, I mean, many ask the question against Rameya, how does Rameya say that miraglaim hodol mokeh? I mean, this normally doesn't happen. Normally doesn't happen. But if a woman has a tumor in the kidney, in the gallbladder, then everything is abnormal. Then it can happen. So in other words, so that's why Rav Meir says mitami. Because the fact that there was dam in the urine shows that there was
a normal condition.
If it's not a normal condition, then even that can happen. That the miraglaim can come out from the mokeh, because they are pushed into the uterus and then they come out from the wrong channel. So my shemer is not one of miraglaim hotel in mokeh vaisidam yishevas nam and name of miraglaim hotel in mokeh vaisidam omashmur bim zanekes. In other words, when we say that yishevas is teiro and we're not cheshish, we're not precious, maybe miraglai model mokia, it is reference to the case where she passes water, she urinates in a jet, not drop by drop. She says this means when a person urinates drop by drop, and mikalachas means in the form of a jet, you know, not drop by drop, the jet. So mele, the Gemara's kasha was, why is Rameya mitaya by Yishevis? Monefshach. Bishleime, Rabbi Yisi, alright, he's not cheshish for hodol mokeh vaisidam. But Rameya is cheshish for the possibility of the abnormal situation of hodol mokeh vaisidam. So even by Yishevis he should be cheshish. So the Gemara says, when Rav Meir is not says teiro, not by Yishevis, and she says, Yeshivas can she, when a woman sits while she urinates, so she can urinate in the form of Yeshivas, drop by drop, and she can urinate in the form of Mizamekes, of Kiruach, in the form of a jet. So if she's Yeshivas and she says the Miralayim, drop by drop, then she's male. But when Rameo says Yeshivas the hero, it means if she's Yeshivas and Mikalachas, Mizanekes. So then, since she's Mikalachas, means she's not under strain. So only when she strains herself, then the Miraglaim can move into the uterus. If a sick woman, so they can move into the uterus. If she's a sick woman. But if she's relaxed, it will not happen. Only when she's under strain. So if she sits and she says, so then she's not relaxed. So then
in the she sits,
no, she sits. But if she sits and she's mikalachas, so then she's fully relaxed. So then hodol mokher is an impossibility. In order that should be possible, she has to be under strain. She has to labor under strain. But if she's not under strain, so then hodol mokher is highly, highly, highly or impossible.
Very remote.
Yeah. Mama Shmuel b'mzaneke is. Now let's see the Rashi. B'mzaneke is mikalachas. T'chiv linof al b'kaluach ki uche lo itchike v'lihoda miragal numoke. Dinder dam moke lo tzisi miragal. Aval shisha says, mi de deik man afshehu, she's straining herself, she's not relaxed. V'ikele meima hoda ki lo imedes. So why doesn't the Mishnah make the same distinction in the case of the Medes also? So Rameya should say, Bein Medes, Bein Yeshivas, in Yeshivas as male.
Right.
The human Kalachas Tehor, why does he make it
as a Kasha
between Medes and Yeshivas? So Rashi says, because in Medes Yeshivas is a Medes. In Medes there is an impossibility.
When he come out the street.
Nisun. You see the possibility. That's what Rashi says. Avon Medes, but in Ochaname, by Yeshivas, there are two possibilities. By Medes, there is only one possibility. She says it. Drop by drop, not in the form of a jet. Some melee, we always have to be chishish, maybe hotel and mocha, because she's under strain. But, by Yeshivas, so it's possible for her to pass water in the form of she says. So then there is, we have to be a chishish for hotel and mocha. So she's male. But if she's mikalachas, it's an ekes, then she's not under strain, then we don't have to be chesheish for hodol mokeh. That's right. Alright. So then the Gemara sikashe mizanekes name dume bosar ditame maye osedam even mizanekes, but so in other words, it's not in the form of she says. So she's not under strain. That's strain. Some mele, we don't have to be chishish. But when a person urinates, so at the end, so at first, until the last moment, he or she passes water in the form of jet. But towards the end, it comes out, the urine, drop by drop. So in every mikalachas, in the final stage,
it's
some mele, even Yeremeya, since he's chishish for the possibility of hodol mokeh, but in case of mikalachas, there is no such possibility for hodol mokeh. But in every mikalachas, the last moment, she says, and then it might be hodol mokeh, and it came out together with that. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, Mizanekes name dume bosa ditamo maye osedam. Now let's see the Rashi. Dume bosa ditamo maye osedam imokeya v'loi machbas meravayim. Rashi doesn't emphasize that. What I said is really mentioned by Tesis. But Rashi says, true, that by Mikalachas, So there is no hodamayim in Krachas. But after she finished passing water, maybe then just independently, not through hodamayim.